Lesson 83. Matter and the senses. All of the things that make up the world on which we live are composed of some kind of stuff, or substance, or material. The name which is given to every kind of this stuff is matter, and we say that our world is a great ball of matter. The stones on which we walk are pieces of matter, the water of the ocean is another kind of matter, and the air or atmosphere which wraps round the whole world is yet another kind. Are there any pieces of matter in this room? Yes, there are many. The walls, the windows, the desks, the tables, the chairs, the maps, and the pictures are all pieces of matter. How do you know that these pieces of matter are in the room? It's because you possess the sense of sight. This sense is confined to two small parts of the surface of your body, your eyes. And by using your eyes, you can find out a great deal about matter, such as its shape, its size, and its colour. But do not blind children know about matter? Yes, indeed. For though they cannot see, they have the sense of touch. This sense is spread all over the surface of the body, but the tips of the fingers have the keenest sense of touch. Blind children can feel their way among the pieces of matter which surround them, and can tell a great deal about each piece of matter which they touch, although they cannot see it. The other day I went into a room, and the moment I opened the door I knew that there had been an escape of gas from the pipe which leads to the gas burner. I could not see the coal gas, and I could not feel it, but I could smell it. And I knew by my sense of smell that there was some of the matter called coal gas mixed with the air of the room. The sense of smell is confined to the inside of the nose. If you pinch your nose hard, you will find that you can smell nothing.